Now it's time for our weekly trip around the state. This week, we're going to Aniak on the Kuskokwim River. Our tour guide is Gwendolyn Brock, the preschool teacher in town. She's lived there 32 years with her husband, Thomas, who is the kindergarten teacher, and the mayor.
It's just a beautiful landscape. Of course, naturally, we are an island. We're only accessible by air. So we're surrounded by water, which is the Kuskokwim River. We have a lot of outdoors, a lot of teachers that like to do, you know, the skiing and the snowmobiling and, you know, hunting and fishing and this type of thing. And so this is kind of what draws people to our area. One of the really great things I think that's happening is Aniak Traditional Council, they're doing like an elders luncheon or dinner where the elders are invited to attend, and it's just a kind of a way for them to get together and connect with the elders that we have in the community, since we don't really have that many left, especially long-term elders. So I guess they kind of get together and basically show honor and homage to them. We have two local stores, Alaska Commercial Company and one that was started a few years ago called Aniak General Store. And Aniak General Store, I think, is awesome when it comes to trying to service the customer, even though they don't really have a lot of control over the prices, because freight is extremely expensive to get things sent out here. Thomas went to the store one day and got some potatoes, which was really funny because he very rarely shopped at the store. And I needed some potatoes, and so he bought 4 potatoes. And he came back and he had this puzzled look on his face. And I said, well, what's the problem? He said, I think they made a mistake. And I said, well, what happened? He said, this says $9. And so I started to laugh and I said, that's probably about right. He goes, $9 for 4 potatoes? A few days ago when we first got the first snowfall, it was really kind of like a Courier and Ives picture postcard, because the snow was starting to stick to the branches. Kind of started to feel kind of Christmassy, but it's a very, very peaceful, beautiful community.
Gwen Brock is a preschool teacher in Aniak. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help this week from Annie Fite and Jaleese Haas, who produced the story on elder care with support from the MetLife Foundation Journalism and Aging Fellowship, a program of New America Media and the Gerontological Society of America. Tune in next week for a story on a group in Anchorage that's working to get a new generation of kids and adults in the state excited about ski jumping. I'm Tara Bicknell.